Navy 4 NC Mobile.
What's been going on? Haven't heard you in a while.
I'm in BC. A bunch of stuff happens. But I'm still here.
On my side, been busy, keeping busy, and hoping to slow down for the holidays here shortly.
With the same idea, but unfortunately, it looks like the opposite. That's good for me, because, money's never... it's always welcome. It doesn't matter what.
160-meter vertical. I'm going to start working on that project here soon. Got some of the parts up. Ordering more of the parts. Once I get everything here, I'll assemble it. Do a helically wound vertical for 160.
Not part, but I don't think it's going to be full size. The whole sentence, I was asking you if it's going to be a full size 160. That'll be some quite a spectacle to see, I tell you that. I see a couple ones. Jeez, 125 feet. 130 if you do it a little tuning for use the whole band. Jeez, that's a stunning view, I tell you that.
A helically wound vertical, so it'll only be about 30 feet tall, roughly, give or take a little bit.
But like a cone with wires?
Well, it's wound. It's helically wound, and it's got a top hat and radials, or I may put a fully counterpoise on it. I'm not sure yet.
Things work. I know that for sure. I hear a couple guys have that one, and they work pretty good.
Lucky meter inverted L with folded counterpoise. That works fairly well for 160, but I'd like to try something different a little bit. That's all.
Man, that is the most difficult because of the size. I mean, the size is just staggering. I make a super loop for a vet in Maryland, but he's got a Jesus. Huge property, and lucky for him, he's got trees in each corner of the property, so that was a no-brainer, and it works really good. I mean, really, really good. And we use 9-gauge aluminum wire, solid wire. Man, that thing kicks. That's almost 600 feet of wire, I tell you that.
I think I have to wind 250 feet for vertical on base, but I think I got to wind it 250 feet of wire.
That's a problem too with the lower bands. And if you make it a vertical, you're gonna need you need quite a few radials. But you got a property to do it, so that's not a problem. The problem is the time and the will to do it. It's such a endeavor, but it's gonna be a fun too. Especially find the tuning for it. That's gonna be funny.
It'd end up all in the garbage can. I haven't had a lot of those, but I've had one or two that I've actually just taken down and said, nope, that ain't gonna work.
I have a story to tell. That's what it's just about. I mean, it's try and error, but 160, man, is a challenge. I know myself for a fact. I mean, the problem is the size of it. So it implicates a lot of space and a lot of patience. No beer included, because if not, you ain't going to do it, but it will help us at some point, I tell you that. Just doing a full-size dipole, it takes some weight to do it, I tell you that. KB4NC
Mobile
in the group.
I've got worked all states on 160, lacking Hawaii. That's the only one that I need for worked all states. And lacking about 30 countries for DXCC on 160, which is really what I'd like to get. If I can get DXCC on 160, I'll be happy.
there, I tell you that. That is a challenge. Right now is a good time. Winter is gonna stay here for a while, I guess. Ain't gonna go out easy.
New antenna done by the end of the month, and I think that'll be kind of close to peak season. Maybe I'll get my best shot at seeing how well it works. If not, well, it'll just be something to do.
And to work in another band, that's a good thing. But Jesus, oh boy, I wanna try the Gap budgeter. A couple guys have it and work pretty good. I have a guy put one of those too, and he's really happy with it. And that sucker is 47, 48 footer long. And it's got a capacitance hat on top of it. So it's quite a challenge to put it up, but seems to work pretty good. Now I want to give it a try, really, but they don't have none in the stock right now.
Got a capacitance hat on it as well. Square shaped is what I'm going to do. But anyway, I'm just getting ready to order some parts for it and get all the things that I need to get it all together. And when all the parts are here, it should take me about a day to put it together, I hope.
I don't do. Find the parts. Oh, boy. Tell me, I'm dealing with that thing every single day. Now we don't have it. Now we have a back order. I just can sell you one. Anyways, that's what we have to deal with now, I guess.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm pulling into the driveway. Good to hear you. And hop back on the repeater more often. But I know you're probably pretty busy between business and what a little time you have left for pleasure. Good to hear you. November Delta 7, Japan.
Same wise. Yeah. No, the thing is, in the new house, we don't have anything up still yet, but we have to put something on it. We'll see. Anyway, Rob, pleasure to talk to you. California City Mobile. Bye.
Good to hear you. Before, happy holidays to you and your family, and Merry Christmas, all that good stuff. November Delta 7, Japan, 73.